morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersluth.
Thanks, Juke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is Shirley Hopkins, a registered dietitian and the food services director at Zeeland Community Hospital. Today, she's going to give you 7 simple food safety suggestions to make sure you stay healthy and well this summer. Good morning, Shirley.
Morning, Sarah.
7 suggestions, so we better get started. What's tip number 1? You've entitled it Chill Out. What does it mean?
Yes, it concerns grocery shopping. Make sure you stop for food the last stop on your list of errands in the summer. The sooner you can get home with your groceries, the better. If you have room in the back seat, it might be cooler after your air conditioner kicks in than keeping the groceries in the trunk of your car.
Okay, so, but you know, a lot of us, we are going on errands, especially when gas is high, so we may have those groceries in the car for a while. Any suggestions on how to keep it cool?
Couple things, Sarah. First, ask the grocery bagger to put all of your cold items together when he or she is bagging it. If it takes a while for you to get home from the grocery store, get one of those cooler bags for your frozen items, or bring a full-size cooler with freezer packs and put your ice cream, dairy products, meats, eggs, and other perishables in for the trip home.
You know, I do that. I have one of those big freezer bags, and, you know, when I get out of the grocery store, I automatically put it in. And then, you know, I think, okay, if I have a big thing of frozen chicken, I make certain I put it by if I have a deli meat, because I'm thinking, you know what I mean, that cold will keep it even cooler. So I'm doing the right thing, aren't I?
Yeah, that's a great idea, by keeping your perishables cold, because not only will it keep your food safe, but it will also preserve the quality of your foods.
Okay, tip number 2, what is that?
Thaw it safely. It's tempting to thaw meat on the counter, but that's not safe, as it allows bacteria to grow on the surface even if the inside of the meat remains frozen.
Okay, you know, that's a good suggestion, but sometimes, you know, I don't think ahead. I come home or it's the beginning of the day and I think, oh, I forgot to put it in the refrigerator. I shouldn't just put it on the counter, should I?
That's correct, Sarah.
So what should I do? Any suggestions to thaw it safely?
If you're crunched for time, you can choose to defrost your meat in a microwave or under cold running water. But if so, make sure that you're ready to cook the meat immediately afterward. It's not safe to put it back in the refrigerator since the food has been in the temperature danger zone. And by the way, the temperature danger zone is from 41 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit, and bacteria grows fastest in the temperatures from 70 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, the key there, I think, what you said, is cold running water, isn't
That's
it?
That's correct, yes.
I mean, it's tempting to use warmer water, and that's not a good idea, is it?
No, it's not.
And tip number 3 is also about food preparation. You've called it shower power. So, Juke, we're going to get you involved in this.
Mm.
Okay. So before cutting into fruit, such as cantaloupe and watermelon, should you rinse it with cold water? Should you wash and scrub it with water using a clean produce brush? Or can you just cut into it without washing it if the skin looks clean? Rinse it with cold water. Wash and scrub it with water using a clean produce brush.
I'd take that one right there.
Is that right, Shirley?
Yes. The answer is B, wash and scrub it with water using a clean produce brush. I know we don't think about it, but before we cut into fruit like cantaloupe or watermelon, the melon should be washed. Because melons are grown at the ground level and their outer skin can become contaminated in the field by soil or improperly composted manure. And cantaloupes, of course, are especially susceptible to contamination as the skin is rough and netted. So wash and scrub them thoroughly with water and a clean produce brush. And remember that all fruits and vegetables should be washed before use. And also remember to wash your hands with hot water and soap before you are handling any of your foods.
Okay, Shirley, I'm going to ask you to know. So often you get like the lettuce that you buy in a bag and it says that it's already washed. I know I buy, you know, spinach and it says that it's clean. Do I need to clean that also? Because for me it's a convenience thing when I buy the bag. I think, yeah, I can just use it and I can serve it right away. Do I still need to wash it even if it said it's pre-washed?
The ready-to-use produce has been washed, and from that perspective it's great. However, I think it really adds quality and freshness by running it under cold running water to kind of fluff it up.
Okay, and then to get that water out, what's the best way so that it's not, you know, so limp and water's in it?
Well, a couple of things. One is you could put it on like paper toweling and drain it. Another one is to get one of the salad
spinners
and use that and get the extra moisture out of it.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Tip number four, you call safe at the plate. And Jude, do you think she's referring to baseball?
I think she's referring to the kind of plate you have on the table.
The plate you have on the table. That's a good thought. Any other thoughts, Juke, about safe at the plate?
Well, after washing everything and making sure the meat is, like, I'm always afraid of chicken on the counter. That concerns me. Any meat on the counter concerns me because there's a lot of bacteria there.
That's right, Juke. Good point. Safe at the plate means to avoid cross-contamination, whether your chicken is on the counter or whether your chicken is on a plate. And cross-contamination may allow a raw food and a cooked food to cross paths, and so therefore the cooked food becomes contaminated from the raw food.
And we have a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning. I have a question for them. I was wondering, now I heard on the radio, and TV, but I don't remember where, why, or why. But anyway, because we buy them all the time. But those, like, carrots, the finger-cut carrots that, you know, already peeled and whatnot, so you just put them on a vegetable tray. But now, supposedly, I've heard that they are put with bleach or something like that, so they're not really supposed to be all that good for you. Have you heard that or not?
If you want to hang up, we'll let Shirley address that. She's talking about the small little carrots, you know what I mean, which are wonderful to put in a kid's snack or, you know, to eat. Have you heard anything about whether or how should you handle those, Shirley?
I believe that there are some, when people are producing and cleaning these things, they may have a very, very, very minute amount of like a chlorine-type solution that they may be running through the lines as the factory is processing the foods, but our food supply is very safe in the United States. And yes, we do have foodborne illnesses and outbreaks occasionally, but very small amount compared to what other countries might have. And so those carrots are really safe for you to eat.
Okay, thank you. If you do have a question, you can call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. So you were talking about cross contamination, making certain that you keep things separate.
Right. And what happens is when we take things out to the grill to cook it, we obviously have it on a plate. And the recommendation here is that we not put that cooked meat back on the same plate that we brought it out with for the raw meat, because that will cause us to potentially contaminate our food.
You know, tip number five talks about grilling, and, you know, that's the beauty of summer and spring and fall. You know, we get that grill out. But it's important that we follow some grilling safety tips also.
The best way to ensure that our meat is cooked safely without overcooking is to use a thermometer. Contrary to popular belief, we can't always tell whether a meat is cooked by its outside appearance.
So you're recommending that people use a thermometer. And what type should you buy?
Well, there's a lot of different thermometers out there. We recommend a good quality thermometer. There's just a whole variety of them. One is a dial oven safe thermometer. And this works best with large portions, like if you're roasting a roast or things like that. And this particular kind of thermometer can be left in the product while it's roasting or grilling. And also another side is they don't need to have batteries. Then there are dial instant read thermometers, and that'll measure the food temperature in about 15 to 20 seconds. But it's not designed to remain in the food while it's cooking. And in fact, you'll destroy your thermometer if you leave it in there in the oven or under your grill. A digital thermometer works much faster, and it's often because their probes are usually slimmer and easier to use on individual pieces of meat. It's a really a good product to use for those types of products. There are thermometer fork combinations which measure the food temperature on the digital display or by indicator lights on the handle. And these are good for grilling as they can measure the internal temperature of thin foods, but they, again, are not designed to remain in the food while it's in the oven or on a grill.
Okay, so thermometers. You know, when I stick a thermometer, I usually stick it from the top down.
Yeah.
Okay. Chuck, you think that's right?
I don't know what's best.
So we have an expert here, Shirley. How should you insert the thermometer?
The challenge is to get it into the center of the food. And so if it's something like a chop or a steak that tends to be relatively thin or even a hamburger, it's best to put the thermometer in horizontally to about where the center of the food would be so that you get that temperature there.
So that means not sticking it in from the top.
Right.
It means, you know, if you have a hamburger, sticking it from the side. That's a good thing to remember. Shirley, we're about out of time. I want to get through the tips. Tip number 6 is the 2-hour rule. You know, what do you mean by that?
Don't leave perishable foods unrefrigerated for more than 2 hours. Put the perishable foods back in the cooler or refrigerator as soon as you finish eating.
We have a call.
Good morning, Ron.
No, we don't.
Good morning. You're online with our guest. Guess not.
So the 2-hour rule.
Okay. Don't leave your food out when you go for a swim or a hike so that it's sitting out on your table for many hours. So, you know, consider using like an ice bath or some of the new servingware that are designed to add ice or to be frozen before placing the foods in them. And another idea would be to use one of the little child's waiting ponds or pools, and you can fill it with ice and then place all of your cold items in it on the serving tables. And it's really a cute festive addition to your party.
You know, we're talking about hot temperatures this weekend, 89, 90. Should the 2-hour rule apply then, or do we have to limit the time?
When we get to really hot temperatures like the 89, 90 temperatures, it's best to limit the time that you allow food out in the open to about 1 hour, because bacteria will grow so much more quickly in that time, in that range.
Okay, so let's say that you take it in during that 1 to 2 hour time frame, you know, depending on what the weather is like. Can you put it back in the refrigerator and eat it again, or do you have to toss it?
If you've been able to keep it cold during all this time, you could put it back in your refrigerator or your cooler and utilize it later.
Okay.
However, if it gets above 45 degrees for any period of time, if it's a cold item, then you would want to not use it.
Tip number 7, what's that?
Tip number 7 is toss that sauce, which means to throw away any of the marinades that were used on raw meats because they can cause cross-contamination. Set aside some of the marinade in advance if you want to serve some of it with the grilled item.
You know, I've talked to my husband about that, and that's a good idea, you know, because he always says, I like to put the marinade on, but I just have to think ahead to say, okay, before I put the meat in, put some in a container so that I can use it later. Shirley, any last thoughts?
Well, foodborne illnesses can ruin your summer fun, so to be safe and healthy this summer, remember to follow our food safety tips and enjoy our wonderful Michigan weather.
And thanks for being here today, Shirley. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well. And we're going to talk about Zealamania next week, which kicks off in Zealand. So stay tuned.